From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Attorney General Eric Holder says authorities have good leads in the botched weekend attack in New York. Holder says the Obama administration considers the incident an act of terror.
I think there's no question that the person who was behind that act intended to spread terror across New York.
Holder says if the car bomb left in Times Square had gone off, there could have been a substantial loss of life. Two videos have emerged purporting to show Pakistan Taliban leader Haki Mullah Massoud alive and threatening attacks on major cities in the United States. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
If authenticated, the videos would be the strongest evidence yet that Taliban chief Haki Mullah Massoud survived a U.S. drone strike widely believed to have killed him in January. One of the videos shows Massoud sitting between two masked gunmen against a backdrop of Arabic verse and containing the logo of the Taliban's recording studios. In the footage apparently recorded in April, Massoud says he's fine and refers to reports of his death as lies and propaganda. Speaking in Pashto with English subtitles, Massoud denounces the U.S. as a terrorist state and vows that his fighters will attack major cities in the United States in some days or a month's time, he says. U.S. officials say there is no evidence to support any Taliban link to the scare in Times Square over the weekend. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Thailand's prime minister has offered to hold new elections in November in an effort to end the two-month-long political crisis in the country that has left at least 27 people dead. More from NPR's Michael Sullivan.
Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachirwala made the offer in a nationally televised speech late Monday evening, but said his offer is contingent on the restoration of peace and stability. Broadly speaking, that means he wants the anti-government demonstrators now occupying parts of the capital to pack up and go home. Abhisit laid out a 5-point reconciliation plan that he said took into account the protesters' grievances, a plan that includes rewriting the Constitution to make it more acceptable to the anti-government demonstrators. Protest leaders had been demanding an immediate dissolution of Parliament and new elections within 2 months, but said they would meet in a few hours to discuss their response to the Prime Minister's new offer. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
BP says it will cover all of the costs from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It also faces fines and lawsuits. BP was leasing the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform when it exploded and sank in the Gulf 2 weeks ago. Breaches in the underwater well caused the massive oil spill that may take months to clean up. BP is drilling a relief well, and an underwater robot is being used to cap off damaged pipes. This is NPR News. The Cumberland River is still rising in Nashville, where thousands of residents have fled their homes. A weekend storm is blamed for at least 26 deaths in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi. Parts of the Grand Ole Opry House and Opry Mills Mall are flooded. Managers at the site are trying to find alternative space for upcoming shows. Just hours after Iran's president spoke to a conference on the nuclear nonproliferation treaty, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Tehran of flouting the rules. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the diplomatic showdown.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad used his speech to blast the U.S. for what he called bullying and arrogant behavior. Secretary Clinton fired back, saying Iran is simply trying to divert attention from the goal of the gathering, strengthening the NPT and the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Iran is the only country represented in this hall that has been found by the IAEA Board of Governors to be currently in non-compliance with its nuclear safeguards obligations.
She said there should be automatic penalties for non-compliance. And she said the U.S. is keeping its end of the bargain of the NPT, reducing its nuclear stockpile in a verifiable, transparent way. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
Walmart is settling claims that it improperly disposed of hazardous materials at stores across California. The Arkansas-based company has agreed to pay more than $27 million to settle a lawsuit by the state. The case was filed in 2005 by an environmental health care worker. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.